Pacific Island Sevens teams are relying on local competitions to stay match fit as COVID-19 continues to crush hopes of a return to the international stage. The men's and women's World Sevens series remain on hold with global borders and international travel shut down. Fiji have already secured their spot in the men's and women's Olympic Sevens in Tokyo, but Samoa have yet to qualify. I'm joined by RNZ Pacific sports reporter Vinny Wiley. So Vinny, we saw Super Rugby and Test matches return last year. Is there any hope for this seven-a-side game?
Well, it's looking pretty shaky, obviously, at the moment because, you know, the Seven series was launched 22 years ago and it's built its success and its business model on exactly that, being a world event, travelling the world, you know, passports in and out of one city to the next. The Wellington Sevens used to be here where we're talking, of course, Las Vegas, London, Paris, Tokyo, you know, stopping up all these places around the world, you know, good popular crowds, and that's just not feasible at the moment with COVID, clearly. And even, you know, once the vaccine comes in, there's still a lot of uncertainty around that. So everybody's just parked at home basically right now and trying to manage as best as they can. So the World Series got cut short early last year, the previous season. And as far as this year goes, it would normally have started in November. We're already in January, and there's no word as to when these teams are going to be able to get back on the field.
And also linked to that, the International Olympic Committee remains adamant the Tokyo Games will go ahead in July. Is that feasible?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty about the Olympics in general. Of course, Sevens is now a part of that. 2016 was their debut. Fiji won the gold medal. It was an incredible moment for Sevens, for rugby, for Fiji, their national sport, effectively. Will they get that opportunity to defend it? It looks difficult because while countries like Fiji have already qualified, take Samoa, for example, who haven't. So there's meant to be a final qualification tournament over in Monaco in June. Now, all of this has already been delayed from last year because of COVID. Well, how can they prepare for that tournament? Are they going to be able to get to Monaco? Will they get an allowance to get in there? Can the other countries get there? So if they can't, then you've got to determine who deserves to go to the Olympics in those final qualifying places. It gets pretty messy. And we've seen it with the Australian tennis. Like, it's one thing to be in a city ready to play, but are you actually match fit? Are you match ready? So fitting all these countries into one place at the same time and actually match fit and ready, if the Olympics goes ahead, great. But they've got to qualify first and they've got to be there. So for countries like Samoa, they don't even have the peace of mind that they're in the tournament, even if it did go ahead.
And how are the likes of Fiji and Samoa coping amidst all this uncertainty?
Well, Fiji are probably the most blessed because not only are they the defending Olympic champions and they're already qualified for Tokyo, they'd love to be playing on the World Series. Of course, at the moment, their players are all just at home playing domestically. But, you know, there's such depth in the Fijian game that they've got some really strong domestic tournaments that's keeping them fit. And at the weekend just gone, they had the inaugural Fiji Rugby Super 7 Series in Singatoka, which is the modelled on the World Series competition. So they're trying to keep that sort of competition alive and mirror the World Series to try and be as ready as they can be if the World Series resumes or in the lead up to the Olympics. Samoa have just had some trials and they've done a lot of training and they've just trimmed down their national squads for the men's and women's. Of course, they're leading into that Monaco tournament, but they usually have a contracted set of players for the men's team, at least, that is on the World Series. But with the general manager of high performance for the Samoa Rugby Union, Siumanu Douglas Nelchan, says that, you know, things are tough financially all round, especially for them. So they've had to make some sacrifices.
We've removed the contract that we've used to sign with our players due to the uncertainty. No tournament appearance for us means no money as well, and in terms of sponsorship, because that's the struggle we're facing as a union. You know, our sponsors are pulling out.
So it's pretty tough on the ground financially for these unions, especially the Pacific unions that are a lot smaller. Fortunately, both of them are playing domestically at the moment with their club sides and whatnot, so they're getting some decent competition, actually probably better than what's happening here in New Zealand or some of the other major Sevens nations. But yeah, it's a huge jump to go from that to international competition, and there's just kind of no guarantees, no nothing, no certainty at that moment on the horizon. So it's very much a waiting game and just watch the space, but it's looking a bit sketchy.
Thanks, Vinny. That was sports reporter Vinny Wiley.